I would rather bring a 747 fully loaded into Hong Kong Airport rather than bring it into San Diego. I'd feel more comfortable.
Tom Carroll knows airports. He's been flying in and out of them all over the world for 31 years. Combined with Neil Smith's 41 years doing the same thing, that made 75 years of flight experience they brought to the top of the Laurel Travel Center. As they overlooked the main runway at Lindbergh Field, they talked about what is regarded by many of their commercial pilots as a perilously thin margin of safety. Carroll and Smith represent the Airline Pilots Association, a voice that's trying to make itself heard in an issue that so far has been sounded primarily by politicians and bureaucrats. They both speak in the modulated, comforting tones that often give ease to our nerves during turbulent flights. But they know that their skill and competence is the final margin of safety, and they don't want that unnecessarily compromised. Neil Smith.
The last thing you want to think of is that those buildings are pushing right up underneath you. It puts an extra load on your mind when you're trying to concentrate on putting an airplane in safely on a runway.
As we reflexively ducked and covered our ears from the screaming turbines that seemed close enough to reach up and touch, the pilots recounted stories that can shake the nerves of the most stout-hearted flyer. Several years ago, Smith was bringing in an airliner from the east in wet weather. He touched down, applied the brakes, and reversed the engines, but the jet hydroplaned on the wet runway, keeping its speed. With the end of the runway approaching, Smith released the brakes and put the engines into forward thrust to get airborne again. Looking back on it, there's no doubt in his mind he would have hit the Laurel Garage had it been there at the time. Recently, Tom Carroll came into Lindbergh as a passenger.
If you go into any of the major airports in the United States and around the world, you'll see the tire marks are concentrated in one area, and that's the area that the pilots shoot for. And here, the pilots coming in have such a hard time judging where they're going to touch down that they can touch down anywhere from the displaced threshold to better than halfway down the airport, and that's the way you see it here. I came in here yesterday on a commuter flight, and he made a very steep approach to come over this building, and he touched down so far down the runway that I was really concerned as to whether he had the ability to stop the aircraft or whether he was going to make a go-around. Fortunately, it was a fairly light airplane. He landed, I would say, in the last third of the runway, and was able to stop the aircraft within a reasonable distance and made the turnoff, and it was a safe landing. But I think it's just a very marginal airport.
In spite of that opinion, the FAA has certified the Laurel Travel Center as safe, even alleging in its report on the building that it could have been built higher. That certification puzzles pilots Carroll and Smith, since the FAA had to revise approach standards because of the terrain and the Laurel building. A steeper approach means higher landing speeds, compromising the current visual approach indicator system. According to the pilots, newer types of approach systems like microwave or hands-off systems probably won't solve the problem, at least not in the near future.
You can't implement those systems as they're now and available at this airport because of these height restrictions around. We can't use the old system and go down to the minimums that were allowed at other airports on the old system.
I think the earliest the microwave system will be in place and effectively used in airline transportation is probably the year 2010. So you're 20 years away from that being a possibility. And that's the only system that would bring this airport into line with low minimum approaches. Right now, there's no way you can make an ILS system work at this airport because of the terrain, this building, and a lot of other things.
In the meantime, air safety at Lindbergh will have to depend upon pilot experience. Both Smith and Carroll emphasize that pilot time in the cockpit has been a critical factor in airliner accidents. Recent events buttress their point. In the United crash at Sioux City, pilot experience was probably significant in guiding a totally crippled DC-10 to a landing that saved half the passengers' lives. In contrast, pilot inexperience is one of the factors which appears to have led to the U.S. Air aborted landing and crash at LaGuardia in New York. Yet, as Tom Carroll points out, the number of years of flying time in airliner cockpits is dropping.
As younger pilots come in, less experienced pilots come in, the safety factor of this airport goes down because today, every one of the major carriers has got 30, 40, 50 years experience in those cockpits. So that's changing. That's going to change in the 90s. So it's something that people in San Diego should be very aware of. And it's something I'm aware of when I come in with the commuter flights, that there's less experience in those cockpits, and especially when the weather's down. When the weather's down, I'm really concerned as a passenger. I work out of Los Angeles, so I fly in and out of San Diego on a pretty regular basis as a passenger. But I know when I'm coming in here and the weather's down, I am very apprehensive of this airport.
Both Carroll and Smith have taken these concerns into the arena of public decision-making. They sit on a technical committee at the San Diego Association of Governments and have testified before the city council. They're learning that the skies there are more frustrating than friendly. According to Carroll, a lot of opportunities have been lost and others are rapidly slipping away.
This airport should have been phased out starting in the 50s. As the jets came in, it should have been phased out. And we should have had the people on the city council and the mayor's office at that time looking at the feasibility of expanding even Montgomery Field, and at that time they could have done it. There was the land here that was available. Or at the time that they offered Miramar to the city should have had the vision. You know, we're a major city on the Pacific Rim, and yet we still have a very small-minded group that's holding us back. And even the Chinese communists today are already thinking, and they've got it on the drawing boards, of replacing the Hong Kong airport. So that's when you think that the Chinese communists have more vision than the city council at San Diego, I find it a little bit upsetting.
Carroll and Smith feel that a Miramar location for a new airport would be the best solution, and that in spite of the Navy's refusal to surrender or share it, that site or perhaps one east of it shouldn't be considered a dead issue. Still, they've come to realize that the urgency of safety concerns requires careful examination of other options. Tom Carroll.
In the meantime, I think that Otay Mesa might be a solution for us, and I've only come to that decision probably in the last few weeks. There's a lot of concerns that the Airline Pilots Association has about using Otay Mesa, Brownfield. One is crash and rescue, trying to work that out if there is a crash on the Mexican side of the border. Well, we've got to get our equipment across there, and how do you do that? Do you have that treaty worked out ahead of time?
Increasing the safety margins is the primary concern of the pilots. As Captain Smith put the simple truth of it, if he gets down safely, so do we. We take some comfort in the belief that if our pilots are unafraid to fly, then perhaps we needn't be afraid. It would seem reasonable, then, that the points of view which the public should heed most are those which come from the cockpits of our airliners. Yet, as another jet bore down on the Laurel Garage, I wondered what its passengers would think if they could hear Neil Smith's prognostication.
Like the old saying they used to say when I was a kid, well, they never put the railroad crossings up until they kill a few people. And it's the same thing's going to happen here. I know it. Tommy knows it. I think everybody that flies knows it. It's a matter of time. They're going to put an airplane out in Point Loma, or they're going to put one in downtown. Period.
For KPBS Radio, this is James Clapp.